Once again, I extend a warm welcome to our morning worship today. And I bring greetings of a wonderful, blessed Christmas. I pray that may the good Lord shower abundant blessing upon each one of you as you celebrate at another Christmas in your life. For our short reflection this morning, we'll continue from the last Sunday. Last Sunday, I spoke on the Christmas as a festival of visions and about different individuals who had visions. As this Christmas morning, I just want to reflect on how those visions influenced those individuals' lives, or what was the impact of those visions in their lives. Beginning from Mary and Joseph, the most important characters in the Christmas story, a Christmas event. Both of them had very strange vision of angel Gabriel appearing before them and giving them the heavenly message. What was the impact of the vision Mary and Joseph had in their life? To put it in a short, they became obedient servants of God. That was impact. Until their death, they were obedient servants of God. And both of them were lovely parents for Jesus throughout his earthly life. It was not easy for Mary and Joseph to raise up Jesus. And for last 1 month, we have been reading through all the infant narratives in the gospel. And there we find that they had to flee from their hometown. Often they had to flee to some different places, unknown places, to save the life of the infant Jesus, also of their lives, even their life. And first they flee to Egypt, then to Galilee, then back again to Nazareth. So the whole life of Mary and Joseph was disturbed. They couldn't stay anywhere peacefully for a while. As per the tradition, and according to some biblical scholars, Mary and Joseph believed to lived in Egypt for around 3 to 4 years till the death of Herod, because Herod was looking around to kill Jesus. And he killed all the boy children who were below 2 years of age. So they lived in Egypt, an alien country, for 4 years. They were actually risking their life for the sake of the gospel. Living in an alien country among unknown people, it was not an easy thing for Joseph and Mary. I was just thinking over and over again, how did this family find a shelter in a foreign country, in Egypt? All of a sudden, they flee to that country and they were living there for 4 years to find a shelter for the little baby and for them. And how did they find their livelihood in a foreign country? It was not like today people migrate to other countries. No, it was not like that. When we migrate to some other countries, we make sure of a good job, everything, and we migrate. But here, Joseph and Mary, they were fleeing to save their lives. And they lived in that foreign nation for 4 years. We can't even imagine the struggle they have gone through. Why? Because they obey God. When the angel Gabriel appeared before them and gave the divine oracle, they just accepted and said, "We are God's servant." They became obedient to the God's word, and for that they had to risk their life. They had to face a lot of challenges. That was the impact of the vision for Mary and Joseph. Then again, we found another group, the shepherds. They also had a strange vision of angel appearing to them. That's what we read this morning, in the Gospel of Luke. And these shepherds also have taken a risk in their life, leaving their master's flock behind and traveling to an unknown place on a midnight. It was really a risky journey, leaving the master's flock behind in the night. And they were risking their life to see the Messiah, to see the infant Jesus. And we know that they traveled and they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph in the manger in Bethlehem. Their hearts were filled with joy by seeing the Messiah. Then what happened after seeing the Messiah? That is very important in the life of these shepherds. Bible says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That was the transformation happened in their life. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. After seeing infant Jesus in the manger with Mary and Joseph, while they were walking back their workplace, they began to glorify God. They began to praise God. All the way, they were praising God, glorifying His name. And I would say they became the first missionaries in the world to share good news with others. These poor, illiterate shepherds, they became the first missionaries in the world. While they were walking back, they were singing and praising God. And people asked, "Hey, why you are singing? Why you are making noise? Why your face is shining like anything? Why your mouths are filled with laughter?" And they said, "We have found Messiah." There is a boy born, infant boy born. He's a Messiah. He was sharing the good news with everyone. That was the impact of vision, heavenly vision, in these shepherds' lives. They became the first missionaries, first group of missionaries, spreading the good news to everyone. A Messiah is born. And this morning, we need to ask ourselves a very serious, very important question. We are born in a Christian family. We have a lot of Christian tradition. Starting from the St. Thomas, we are proud of that, saying that we are St. Thomas Christians. St. Thomas came to Kerala and baptized, and we are the descendants of those descendants. We make all sorts of things. Let me ask you, have you ever talked about Jesus to someone who have never heard of Him? That's a very serious question we need to address these days. We have been celebrating many Christmas in our life. See, these poor shepherds, they began to glorify and praise God, share the good news. This morning, I'm asking to myself, I'm raising this question, have you ever talked about Jesus to someone who have never heard of Him? Someone who is sitting close to you in your office, someone who is sitting next to you in your uni, someone who is living the next door, have you ever talked about Jesus? The shepherds, they did. They became the first missionaries. That was the impact of the vision they had. Then the Magi's. They have also risked their life. How did they risk their life? They risked their life disobeying God, king's order. We know all the story. They reached Herod's palace and asked, where is the newborn king? And Herod was having some conversation with them. After that, then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. That was the king's order. You go and search carefully for the child, then come back and report to me. That was the king's order for these Magi's. You know, this they could have earned king's appreciation and many gifts by reporting back to the king the exact location of the manger and other details. But the moment they realized King Herod's hidden intention to kill Jesus, they have taken a different route back home. Matthew chapter 2 verse 12 says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. That was the impact of the divine vision in this Magi's life. They have taken a different route. My dear friends, I just want to remind you this morning, the Christmas becomes fruitful only when we see Jesus personally in our life. Our Christmas becomes fruitful only when we build a personal relationship with Jesus in our life. You know, seeing Jesus or being in a personal relationship with Jesus will prompt us to take a deviation from the old nature. The moment we fall in a personal relationship with Jesus, some changes will happen in our life that will prompt us to take a different route, a deviation from our nature of enmity, hatredness, jealousy, pride, arrogance, disobedience, etc. You can add so many. And if that doesn't happen, our Christmas will always remain as a mere festival, just eating and making merry. No matter how many Christmas we celebrate, there is no change happens in our life. If you are not having a personal relationship with the risen Lord or the newborn king, then the Christmas will be like any other festival in the world. These Magi's, they have taken a different route after seeing the newborn baby in the manger. The Christmas is all about giving room for Jesus in our life. When we give room for Jesus in our life, he will lead and guide us through the ways we may not know, but he knows. As someone said, I don't know what my future holds, but I know he who holds my future. A wonderful quotation I read somewhere in a book. I don't know what my future holds, but I know he who holds my future. So Christmas is all about giving room for Jesus in our life. Then he will change our life. I just want to close my sermon with a story I read. Once upon a mountaintop in Palestine, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they want to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars and said, "I want to hold treasure. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean and said, "I want to be the traveling mighty waters and carrying powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below where busy men and women walked in busy town. "I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Years passed. The rain came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest. I shall hold wonderful treasures," the first tree said. The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship for mighty kings." The third tree felt her heart sing when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven, but the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. With a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejected. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought her to a carpenter's shop. But the carpenter fashioned the tree into a feeding box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold nor with treasure. She was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took her to a shipyard, but not mighty sailing ship was made that day. Instead, the one strong tree was hammered and saved into a simple fishing boat. She was too small and too weak to sail on an ocean or even a river. Instead, she was taken to a little lake. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumberyard. What happened? The once all tree wondered. "All I ever wanted was to stay on the mountain top and point to God." Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hands and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and the sturdy wood. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crawled into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. She knew she did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through with the wind and the rain. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. On one Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hand to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the third tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. This was a wonderful story. So when we give room for Jesus in our life, we don't know in what way he is going to fashion us. He will change our life. So next time, you feel down because you didn't get what you want, sit tight and be happy, because God is thinking of something better to give you. Happy Christmas. Amen.